Our next item is subdivision 2006-33, Bethany Short Properties LLC, Blue Water.
So, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This application was deferred. Mr. Abbott kindly forwarded it to me, the environmental study, which was the basis for the deferral. That's been made a part of the record. I have reviewed it. You may recall this is a development that the developer downscaled from 87 units down to 49 units. It is in the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval to subdivision 2006-33, Blue Water, based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance by protecting the orderly growth of the county. The property is zoned MR, which permits development of approximately 4 lots per acre. This proposed subdivision has a density of approximately 2.4 lots per acre. The subdivision is in character with other residential development in the area, and there are also businesses and services in the area that will serve the subdivision. Although there was some concern from neighbors about setbacks and height limits, these are governed by the requirements of the existing MR zoning for the property. The subdivision has been designed to have a minimal impact on wetlands, and no wetlands are included within any of the lot lines. The applicant has also adequately addressed all of the applicable issues in Section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance. This motion for preliminary approval does carry these conditions, and them being the maximum number of lots shall not exceed 49. 2, the applicant shall cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffer stormwater management facilities, recreation areas, and other common areas. 3, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and best management practices shall be utilized when appropriate. 4, street lighting shall be provided, and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. 5, no wetlands shall be included within any of the lot lines. 6, the restrictive covenants governing the development must include the wetlands notice and notification that hunting activities occur nearby. 7, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. 8, the development shall be served by a central water system operated by an approved public utility company. 9, the development shall be served as part of Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. 10, the applicant shall comply with roadway and entrance improvements that will be required by DLDOT. 11, sidewalks shall be located on at least one side of all internal subdivision streets. 12, the recreation area shall be constructed and open for use by residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. 13, because the project adjoins the Fresh Pond State Park, a 6-foot tall chain link or similar type of fence shall be installed along the western boundary to limit access to that park from the project. This is necessary to not only protect the environment within the park, but also to limit access while the park is being actively hunted. And access to the park from this development should be limited since the state of Delaware charges fees to access this park. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-33, Bethany Short Properties LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.